persuasion plays a big part in our elections. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ryan Scannell, assistant professor of rhetoric and composition at San Jose State University, looks at how one candidate used a trinket to identify his followers.
What can rhetoric teach us about Donald Trump? This may seem like a trick question. Most people think rhetoric is a form of linguistic deception, flattering language that disguises intentions and misleads audiences. Fortunately, rhetoric is more than deception. In fact, it is one of Western civilization's oldest arts. For 2,400 years, rhetoricians have studied rhetoric as the art of persuasion in all its forms. Persuasion plays a particularly important role in democracies. Politicians persuade voters, policymakers persuade other policymakers, lawyers persuade jurors, and citizens have to participate knowledgeably. That's where rhetoric comes in. Rhetoric provides conceptual tools for studying how people use language, symbols, and gestures to persuade. Donald Trump offers fascinating examples of successful persuasion. After all, candidate Trump persuaded millions of people to vote for him. How? He used language and symbols masterfully. Take, for example, his Make America Great Again hat. On one hand, it's a cheaply made trinket. On the other, it's a useful symbol of what rhetoricians call identification. Identification is the use of language or symbols to show that you are substantially like someone else. The MAGA hat was a helpful aid to identification. It is easy to recognize and helped Trump supporters see who they were substantially like. Wearing a MAGA hat doesn't simply indicate you agree with Trump. It indicates you are on his team. In this case, persuasion is about team building instead of complicated policy debate. An identification of this sort is a major form of persuasion in the 21st century. What rhetoric can teach us about Donald Trump, then, is how he is persuasive and also how we all get persuaded.
That was Ryan Scannell of San Jose State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.